This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
You think critics still have the greatest influence on what wines are worth buying these days? In the past, you might have been right. But these days, it's all about the young people, and I'm not kidding around. More after this. Legendary winemaker Mike Girgich, the man who produced the Chardonnay that won the historic Judgment of Paris in 1976, once told me that it's better to drink wine than water. Why? Because water divides continents, but wine brings people together. During this holiday season, I hope you'll take the time to share memories, laughter, and of course, a bottle of wine with your family, friends, and perhaps even a few people you'd like to enjoy a better relationship with. Happy holidays. The baby boomer generation still consumes more wine than any other demographic, but it's their children, or in some cases their grandchildren's generation, who now dictate the way wine is marketed. Millennials, meaning people born in the early 1980s to 2000, are the fastest growing wine drinking demographic. And wine producers have taken notice and are using more creative ways to appeal to younger consumers. It seems that millennials are budget conscious, spending an average of $10 to $15 on a bottle of wine, making that range the sweet spot many retailers want to price a good portion of their selection at. Speaking of sweet, many millennials are stuck on wines with fewer tannins and more sugar, with the sweet Italian sparkling wine Moscato taking the lead, seeing a 27% increase in sales last year, according to Nielsen ratings. Producers have also started to step up their social media presence, as millennials are likely to use an app to help them find and keep track of the wines they like. So, what does this trend mean for older drinkers? Well, next time you're asked to babysit the grandkids, tell your kids they can pay you in wine. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.